Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek He Mishnah Het. Here we'll talk about the basic laws of Yayin Nesech that gets mixed with kosher wine. Yayin Nesech Asur Ve'oser Be'kol Shehu. Yayin Nesech is prohibited to benefit from, as we've been learning, and it also prohibits a mixture even in the smallest amount. If a tiny bit of Yayin Nesech is mixed with a larger amount of kosher wine, all of that wine becomes prohibited. But and that halakha is not only for wine, it's also for any other type of liquid or libation or offering that was brought as a offering to an idol. But that's only talking about min b'mino. If you have a mixture of something with its own kind, yayin b'yayin, umayin b'mayin, b'kol shehu. When you have yayin nesech that gets mixed with kosher wine, or nesech water mixed with permitted water, that prohibits the mixture even in the smallest amount. But yayin b'mayim, umayim beyayin benoten ta'am. But yayin nesech that gets mixed with permitted water, or nesech water that gets mixed with permitted wine, that only prohibits the mixture if there's benoten ta'am, when it gives enough flavor to the mixture. That means you could taste it. You could taste whatever was prohibited in that liquid. You could taste that it's actually there. If you're talking about kosher good wine that had mayim that came from an offering mixed in with it, if you could tell that the wine has been really watered down, that's enough to be called noten ta'am, and therefore that mixture would be prohibited. But less than that, the mixture would not be prohibited. If you have water, a regular bottle of water that had no issue with it whatsoever, and there was a little bit of wine added to it, and you could tell that there was wine, that it's not just simply a bottle of water, but there's wine added to it, that's enough to detect, and you could taste it, that would say that it's a problem because it's noten ta'am. But if you can't even detect the taste of that wine, it would be no issue whatsoever. And that's the general rule. Zakelal min bemino bemashihu, veshelo bemino benoten ta'am. If you have a prohibited food or drink of one kind that becomes mixed in with a food that's permitted that's the same kind, then even the smallest amount is a problem, like forbidden wine that gets mixed with permitted wine. Even the smallest amount is an issue. But when you're talking about it being mixed with a permitted substance being mixed with something that is not its own kind, let's say you have water and wine like we had in the last part of the Mishnah, then that mixture becomes prohibited only when the forbidden item gives or enhances the flavor.